This Champions Tour report is presented by Immuno 150. Makers of Immuno 150 are of the belief our average age could be well into the 90s if everyone had daily access to a vast array of easily digested plant minerals. Visit Immuno150.com today. Right now, get started. We haven't had a cold in years. Find out why. Visit Immuno150.com.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
You used to have a big house on top of the mountain out there.
Yeah, the good old days, right?
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about the beautiful area in quite a while. We're talking about Palm Springs, California, Rancho Mirage, the list go on and on, La Quinta. One of my most favorite places in sunny Southern California, Pop, huh?
Dinah Shore comes to mind, Frank Sinatra.
No doubt about it. Pop-o. Welcome back, everyone, live here, Living the Good Life show on the TW Radio Network, live here. We are in Dallas, Texas, but we are blessed to have Michelle Delancey of this great upcoming event this week here, and I'm excited. I mean, the weekend's going to be just I'm thrilled. With the Champions Tour coming back to the desert, you're the tournament director of the Gallery Classic, and what a great job to have, huh?
Yes, I feel blessed to have the job. It's an honor to get to be here for year two of the PGA Tour Champions being out here in Rancho Mirage, and I had the pleasure of getting to do this in Seattle, and I'm excited to be able to be doing this here now in sunny California.
Oh, I mean, terrific.
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely love these guys. Like, we love the Champions Tour. There's something so unique and special about these guys. And I love the PGA Tour and the LPGA, but we've been around, I guess, a long time. So I've grown up with these guys. You've been around even much longer. But there's something they get. They understand. First of all, they're so good at golf. We already know this. But they understand the fans. They make it so warm and welcoming to everyone. What's going on? What has gone on this week? And obviously, the days, getting to this point, it's got to be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to showcase this iconic course here, the Dinah Shore Tournament course here at Mission Hills Country Club. This is the second year of the Champions Tour playing here. They hadn't been here in 30 years. So year one, last March, was a great success. The guys loved being back. You mentioned some of these players that have been out here, John Cook, Fred Couples, John Daly, they've all had houses in this area or on this course. So they were excited to come back and get to compete on it, yeah. In a Champions Tour event. And, we finished last year and, quickly, kind of recapped and continue to get involved in the community and give back to our charities here and get ready for year two, which here we are tournament week for year two and, excited for a great week. We've got 2 days of the Pro-Am on Wednesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll have a 3-day competition Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're blessed to be on Easter Sunday. So we will have an Easter sunrise service on the 18th green at 6:30 on Sunday morning before the first tee time at 8. And then we'll have a Easter egg hunt at noon for the kids that are around. But overall, it's a week for people to be able to come out and, like you said, watch all these recognizable golfers that they've grown up with. We like to say that you can get up close and kind of rub elbows with them. And I think that's a little bit of the difference from what you see on the PGA Tour and the PGA Tour Champions is recognizable names. They're playing in the Pro-Am, a full 18 holes. They can have the opportunity to play two different days. And really they're leaving the golf course with a lot of great stories. They've had lunch or breakfast with them throughout the day as well. And they're making memories to get excited to sign up for next year pretty quick after.
Michelle, who's your title sponsor?
Our title sponsor is called Gallery, the tournament called the Gallery Classic. The title sponsor is a test, an early multi-year cancer detection test. Mm. So you would have the opportunity to actually to take the test here in our fan zone. And it's a blood draw to be able to detect up to 52 cancers. It's a great sponsor. This is a great area for them. It's a test that they're recommended. It's 50 and older. So the demographic here in Rancho Mirage and at the Champions Tour is great for them. But they were very pleased with year one, their first sponsorship really to do this. And so they're getting the word out to each of these players and to the community to take their tests, which has been great. And with that, we're able to give back to six cancer charities here in the Coachella Valley that all are part of kind of the cancer journey as this early cancer detection test kind of really kind of kicks it off. So we're blessed to be able to give back to the organizations here and to incorporate some cancer survivors and those going through cancer as part of the tournament week as well.
Really cool. I mean, I'm looking down this list, six World Golf Hall of Famers, five of the 25 world number one ranked golfers, 19 major champions, 24 the Champions Tour. The lists go on and on. It gives you chills and goosebumps. It doesn't matter who you're following, because in my mind they're all legends. And if anyone's listening, especially here on Sunday, you got to make it a day. If you're already out in the desert listening to us, get out there and play and just watch them play golf. It'll just make you understand why you're just not that good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? These guys are so much better.
They're all stars.
Yeah, it truly. And you know, this golf course, Michelle, has got a lot of history. You know, we've broadcasted from here so many years with the LPGA and now obviously here with the Champions Tour. I mean, talk about the golf course, how it's set up and why the guys love it so much.
Yeah. You know, Jonas Conlon is their director of agronomy here. This is his second year doing it. He blew it out of the water the first year and really did an awesome job. I think if you've been here, you've seen the views. I mean, we've got mountains with snow-capped mountains out there, palm trees, blue skies, beautiful flowers, grass. The course plays really well for this group. They ride in carts. Mm. They have some different holes that keep it competitive, but also it just sets up really nicely. I think the feedback that I got from a lot of the players last year was the course is in awesome shape and this tournament should be a major, which is a compliment to all of us, I think, but mostly that this course has been a major for 52 years. They moved on to Houston, but we are not a major. We're happy to be here, and we're grateful to be able to get to play on this beautiful course and compete the way that the women did. But the cool thing about the way that the course is set up is that the Champions Tour tees are set where they're set. They actually stay year-round with the tournament logo on it. There's a tournament tee too, so you can see exactly where the ladies played. So it's kind of a fun option to be able to see how these guys and gals are playing and then where you choose to play from. You know, blue, silver, orange, red, white, all the other colors.
And this is the tournament course, right? The Diana Shore tournament course.
Correct. Yep.
Now, Freddie Couples had to pull out of the Hogue with back issues again. Is he making his way up to the desert?
He is planning on making his way up. We're hoping for the best for him and that some rest in the next couple of days will help him be able to get back out. But I know he's been having some back pain, and we were sorry to see that he wasn't play the full round.
It's a tough racket, Pop. It's very hard. But nonetheless, certainly looking forward to seeing who's going to hold up that trophy. Looking forward to it all. And again, reminding everyone, you can go to thegalleryclassic.com right now. Are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available. We are digital tickets, so it's an easy ticket to go onto thegalleryclassic.com. You can buy your daily ticket there. You can also show up at the main entrance and buy your ticket there and come in for the day. We've got some great viewing areas for spectators that want to walk around and grab something to eat or drink while really following these guys. The golf course is pretty easy to walk, or you can walk out a few holes and come back, and we've got spots for you to hang out and take it all in. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out here.
I have to admit, I haven't done my homework. Who's the defending champion?
I was going to see if you had it. David Toms.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, time's flying, and that's the thing about it. I mean, like, before you know it, we'll be on to the 2025 event, but it's here now, 2024, looking forward to it, and best of luck with you with just the entire week ahead.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it very much. Have a great week.
All you right, too. Nice seeing you. Great cause. Great sponsor.
No doubt about it. More to come, though, live here on Living the Good Life Show, guys. So much to cover here. What a great interview that was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everyone.
Thanks, Michelle.
I should stay. But what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with
with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover